We are up to Dine Arava. Now, we're going to see here in Sif Aleph that the Shulchan Aruch is going to describe the different features of the plant that the Torah refers to as Arve Nachal, translated as willows of the brook. And again, it's commonly called the Arava, like the willow, which is one of the four minim that must be taken on Sukkos. Now, he's going to further describe a similar plant known as Tzafav, which is not classified as Arei Nachal, and is therefore going to be puzzle for use on Sukkos. Now, this is discussed at length in the Gemara Sukkah, and the truth is, Rashi happens to identify the Tzafav as a type of plant known as the poplar plant, P-O-P-L-A-R. This is Rashi in Gittin. It's Targum Halaz. Okay, here we go. Arve Nachal Amor B'Torah Hu Min Yadua Anikra Kain. He says, the Arve Nachal mentioned in the Torah is a well-known species that is called by this name. Allah Shalom Mashuch Kinachal U'Piv Chalak. He says that its leaf is elongated like a brook and has a smooth lip. Bekanishalo adom. And its stalk is red. And the Ramah here adds, Vafilu ba'odo yarok kosher. But even while it is still green, it is still going to be kosher. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. What does he mean that the Arava is an elongated leaf, like a brook? And he goes on that it has a smooth lip. What does it mean? Rotsalomar chudo. He says it means its sharp edge is smooth. That's what he means. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah here is trying to clarify the meaning of the Hebrew word here, peh, piv, right? Which we translate as lip. So it usually means mouth or opening, but can also mean the edge, as with like the blade of a sword. So here, what he's saying is, he's referring to the edge of the leaf. The edge of the leaf is smooth, as opposed to, as we're going to see when he's going to describe a different type of leaf plant that resembles the arava, known as the tzafsafa, which is going to have more of a saw-like serrated lip, you know, where it's not smooth at the edge. Okay. Now, the Ramah had said that even though the Shulchan Aruch said its stalk is red, meaning it's like the stem and stalk is red, he said even when it's green, it's going to be kosher. So that's what the Ramah added. Afilu ba'odo yarok. Why? The kol she'eno lovin mamish adom mikri. He says, because as long as it's not white, it can still be halachically considered red. Sha'afal pi shehu yarok, because even though it's now green, me'achar k'shashemesh maka boy hu nasa adoim, because since when the sun beats down on it, that makes it turn red, so it's already considered b'chlal adomu. It's already considered red in the red world, even though it's green. V'ayim b'pri megadim shekasav. Kol Shlosha Simanim Ba'inan. Prima Gadam writes that all three features mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch are required. Namely, that it has to have a length like a brook, has to have a smooth lip, and its stalk has to be red or even or green. Vim Chaser Echad Mehem, puzzle, and if one of those three requirements are not there, it's going to be puzzle. Will be Kure Yaakov Kasav, the Ein Matsui Zeb below Zeb. And it's interesting that Yaakov writes that it is very uncommon to have a particular feature of the arava without another. Meaning, if a plant usually has one of the three features, it is highly likely that it has them all. And therefore, the Bekir Yaakov paskins that if one already performed the mitzvah with the dalaminim, and he knows that the aravos had at least one of the needed features, but he's unsure whether they had the others, and they are no longer on hand to be checked, he can assume that they were indeed aravos and need not perform the mitzvah again. That's the Bikurei Yaakov. Now, we continue on here in the Shulchan Aruch. V'rov min ze gadol al hanachlim. And he says, for the most part, this species, called the Arvei Nachal, grow besides a brook, the brooks. By Nachal, kach nikru Arvei Nachal. So since it grows besides the brooks, the Nachal, this is why it is called willows of the brook. However, filu haya gadol bamidbar o baharin kasher. If it grows, even if it grows, however, in a desert or in the mountains, not by the Nachal, not by the brook, not by the water, it is still valid. It's still going to be a kasher arava, meaning it does not have to actually grow in the Nachal. It can grow in the midbar or in the harim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel, O Baharim Kasher, Yesh Omim, the Yoser Tov L'Chatchila, Likach Me'osan Agadelem Al HaNachal. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that there are those that say that it is better L'Chatchila to actually take those that actually grow by the Nachal. Achem Tevei Taz Mashma, the Ein Sarach Bakhtek Bezer. However, the Taz says there is no need at all to be Medakhtek and be concerned with this, that one has L'chatchila aravos that grew in the Nachal. The Taz actually writes that many great poskim purposely used aravos that did not grow beside a brook in order to show that they are perfectly acceptable. And it comes out then that there is no preference of using those, according to the Taz, that grow by the Nachal, by the brookside. But again, there are those that L'chatchila say it is better. This is actually brought down. The Mishnah Berurah says, actually brought down in the tour. Okay, continue, Victor. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says v'yesh min echad doma le'arava. There is a type of, he says, there is a type of species or plant species that is doma le'arava, resembles the arava. However, ela shalo agol. But its leaf is round, and it has a serrated lip, like that sort of resembles a masar, like a saw, like when you saw wood. So it has like it's like serrated. Perish, the Rama says, right? Megera, like a saw. In Laz, it's called siga, like again a saw. The kana shalo eno adom, and its stalk is not red. So the edges are serrated. And like a saw, okay, and its leaf is more round, not long, and its stalk, its stem is not red. Zehu hanikra tzafsafa, meaning it has like a white stalk as opposed to a red stalk, which is characteristic of the tzafsafa. Doesn't turn red at any point, like it's not green that turns red. So it has these three characteristics that are, although the leaf, right, might, you know, look a little bit like an arava leaf, but it's more round, it's not long, it's the edges are saw-like, serrated, and its stalk is not red, it's whitish, or doesn't ever, it's not green that, you know, will turn red. And that's possibly says, v'hipsula. Mr. Bura Sif Katan Dalid, Vipsuli says Minatara. This is totally not a good min. It's not good. Even Minatara. Sha'inina Bichlal Arava Klal. This is not at all included in the species of Arava at all. It's not, you know, it might be green, and an Amaretz might think it is an Arava, but it's totally not an Arava. Sif, we continue on in Sif Aleph, finishing up the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Yesh min arava she'ein pi ala shel she'ein pi ala shela chalak v'eino kemaser. He says there is a type of arava where the lip of the leaf is neither smooth, but nor is it like a saw. It's not like serrated like a saw, but it's not smooth. Rather, it has ela she'yesh bo tlamim k'danim. It has like very small ridges. Ktanim ad ma'od. Yesh bo tlamim ktanim ad ma'od. It has like very small ridges. Kemo pi magal katan, like the blade of a small sickle. Vizek kasher. Now imagine like the little ridges, very but not like a big like where it's very serrated like a saw. So that's something in between smooth and saw-like. And he says, such a arava that has that with a little bit of a, like a little, you know, slight ridges, not totally smooth on the edges, is still going to be kosher. He says, v'zeh kosher. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Hey, v'yesh min arava she'ein, v'chol shar simanim shal arava k'sheira yeshla. Meaning, it has all the other features of a valid arava, such as a red or green stalk, and is a long leaf, not a roundish leaf, then even though it's not totally smooth, but just a little bit, has a little bit of a small ridges, it's going to be a kosher arava. Sifkatan Vav, as he says, is that kosher? The darka gamkein legadel al anachal kemoshar aravos. He says the reason why, even though these have a little bit of ridges, not totally smooth, is because this arava also typically grows beside a brook, like the other aravos, kemoshar aravos. He beklal arvei nachal, and therefore it's classified as arvei nachal, the willows of the brook. Vinei kama pamim melakten aravos na'arim ketanim she'enem yodim bein yeminam l'smolam. He says sometimes the Mishaburi here gives musar, and he says sometimes aravos are gathered by little kids who do not know their right from their left. This is a point that he's making, that there are these youngsters that are completely unaware of the features needed for a valid arava, and sometimes they will offer tzafsafa for sale, right? Mitzarech hakona lashkiach alzeh. And therefore, someone who goes and he tries to buy from these youngsters who are selling these, I guess they used to do this in Europe, it's just also like by us, you know, stand by the table, sell you aravas, and they're really pasul aravas. They don't know the difference between a tzafsafa and an arava. They might grow them in the backyard, try to sell them to you, but they're not aravas, they're tzafsafa. We move weiter, sif beis, arava sheyavsha, o shenashu rov aleha, o shenikdam rosha, psula. So, in this sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss the sorts of mumim and blemishes that will go ahead and possibly the arava. Some of them will be possible because they lack hadar, and another one might be that it's not a different type of psul, not a psul of hadar, as we'll see coming up. So again, so arava sheyavsha o shenashu rov aleha o sheniktam rosha psula. They're going to be possible. What are these things? A dried out arava, or an arava where most of the leaves fell off, or whose top was clipped off, is possible. So what are all these things? Similarly, you know, seemingly we had similar psulim like this in the lulav and the adasim. Now we're seeing in the aravos. Number one. And arava sheyavsha, look at the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan zayin, meaning hainu berov aleha, meaning it's dry in a majority of its leaves, meaning that an arava whose rove of its leaves have dried out or have fallen off is viewed as a non-existent arava, and therefore neither of the two aravos, okay, that need to be taken can be in that state. And just should be pointed out that the arava is considered dried out. Once again, this is what the Sharasim points out, only once the green hue of the leaves is completely gone. So when it's no longer green at all, so it doesn't have the green tinge at all, that's when it's considered totally dried out. This is the Sharasim. Okay? We move weiter. Katan Ches, Oshin Nashru, or from which most of the leaves fell off, yesh ledakdek b'zeh. And he says, one has to be careful about this. What's the pshat? Shelefamim noishrin al yedei tchivasan letoch halulav v'gam al yedei nanua. He says, people have to be careful because, I'm sure all of us know this situation, and sometimes the leaves of the aravos fall off by the result of inserting the aravos into the lulav holder, or by result of shaking the lulav. And therefore, ubeprat the esrog v'lulav shalkal, and is a particular concern for a communal lulav and esrog that, you know, many people use, which are handled by everyone. Sheyad kol ha-mishamshin b'hen, right? They're handled by everybody. Matzui ma'od shenoshin rov ha'olam, and it's very common that most of the leaves will fall off al yedei nanua, based on the shaking shal eiz anoshin from some of the people. Umemele shara anoshin shemavarchen achakach, And it comes out that other people that are making the brachas on such a lulav with hadassim, where the majority of the leaves fell off, levad sheyein oitzin b'mitzvah, besides the fact that they're not yotzin b'mitzvah, they also gam mevarchin bracha levatala, be bracha levatala. Umin achon shal kol panim b'yom harishon, shehu mitzvahs ase d'oraisa, yamidu ish iti sheyifakeach al zeh. And he says, and minimally, on the first day, when the mitzvah is d'oraisa, you should have someone who knows what he's designated as an appointee to oversee this issue in the shul, when there's a communal Esrog and Lulav, the people who are taking it will be taking a kosher Esrog and Lulav, and not one where the hadassim, the majority of the leaves within the required length of the hadassah, have fallen off. So again, so we've seen so far that if the majority of the leaves have either fallen off or have gotten dry, it's going to be psula. And the Mishnah Berurah continues on in Tess as follows. So we're talking here about rov aleha, the majority of the leaves. So Hainu, he says, b'shir shlosha tfachim shel arava. As we just said, we're talking where most of the leaves are absent within the three hand breaths of an arava. Right? It has to be where most of the leaves within the required length of the arava has either dried out or fell off. This is the Bach B'Shar Achronim in Nidaldalu Aleha. So now he says, and if in a case where its leaves have disengaged from the stalk, right? Nidaldalu Aleha Me'akana. If again the leaves have disengaged from the stalk, that is, the leaves do not rise alongside the stalk, but rather immediately droop downward. Oh, shenistigu aleha. Okay. Oh, again, in other words, when he says daldu aleha, it can mean either the leaves do not rise alongside the stalk, or it can mean that they droop down, or they're semi-detached from their point of connection to the stalk. Very similar to what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah when describing, okay, in Reish Mem Hey there, Sif Dalid, when discussing the lulav. So here again, if these leaves are disengaged, where the daldalu, like the leaves do not rise alongside the stalk, they droop downward, semi-detached from their point of contention to the stalk. So he says, if that's the case, right? Oshanistiku aleha, or its leaves are slit. Oshanechlaku, or they have split. These are actually one and the same case, where the leaves are split down their length. Okay? That's what nistiku o nechlaku means. So there, kasav harag hamagid, jezeh mikri nifritzu aleha upsula. This is what is referred to as the nifritzu aleha, when the leaves are split down the length of it. And this, the Magad Mishnah says, is what's called nifritzu aleha and is puzzle. The cholze hainu im berov aleha ukach. And this again, is we're talking at the majority of leaves in the shear of the arava, is like this. Kasav amagam ram, sheyesh lahachmir kamoso, the aravos mitzuyos. And comes the Magad Avram, and he says that one should be machmir in accordance with this Magad Mishnah, since aravos are readily available, and therefore, again, if you have such an arava whose leaves have split away like this, it's going to be possible. I want you to be machmir for this. We continue on Vayter in the Mishnah Berurah. Oshenekdom Rosha. What's another psul? If the top was clipped off. The Hainu, Mishnah Berurah Yud. The Hainu, She Niktam Eitza. Aval Beniktam Aleha, Af Shehu Merosha. He says, that is, its stalk, right? The stalk, the stem is clipped. If, however, its leaf is clipped, he says, even even afshuhu merosha, even if it is on the top of the arava, it makes no difference. Ein nafkamina, makes no difference. B'zeh nechshav es kashar olin, it's treated like the other leaves. Again, as long as the arava retains most of its leaves, it is valid even if the uppermost leaf is clipped or has been completely torn off. This is in contrast to the lulav, which we saw, according to the Ramah, is possible if the uppermost leaf is clipped. See there, Tuf Resh Mem Hey Sif Vav. Now, it is in fact very common for the uppermost leaf of the arava, known as the lachluv, the blossom, to fall off during the late stages of the arava's growth. And the arava is still valid in this case. Now, there is a discussion amongst the poskim whether one should make an effort to obtain an arava with a lavluv, which again is the blossom that's on the top. And we'll see a little more about this in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. And he says, continuing on weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Da the yavesh v'niktam rosha hu mitam hadar." And he says you have to realize that a dry arava, or an arava that is top is clipped, with the stem is clipped, that is pasul mitam hadar. However, nashru rov aleha, when we're talking about the majority of the leaves having fallen off, das haridvahu mishum sh'al yidei zeh ein shmo alav. Ritva holds that that's not a psul of hadar. That's because it doesn't have the status any longer of it being an arava. V'alkein daito d'bezeh pasul kol shivas hayamin. And he says, and therefore, it's for sure going to be pasul all 7 days, as opposed to, as we talked about many times, hadar is already a shaila, whether it's good on the days after the first day. Umadivrei Rabbeinu Manoach mashma v'gam zeh mishum hadaru. However, Rabbeinu Manoach happens to hold that even the loss of the leaves, which is wild, the loss of the majority of the leaves, is also a psul in hadar, which is wild, a wild, seemingly wild idea, but that's what he says. Now, it comes out, based on what we're saying here, that if the arava that is dried out, whose tip is clipped off, it's possible due to the lack of hadar, so it comes out that according to the Rambam and the other Rishonim who maintain that any of the four minim that are disqualified due to the lack of hadar are going to be acceptable for all days of Sukkot other than the first, these aravos will be acceptable on those latter days. Now, again, we pointed out that not everyone agrees with this Rambam. This is, pointed out, we've been pointing this out time and again. But obviously, if it doesn't have a shame arava, like when it's, if it's totally clipped off and it doesn't have the status of arava, then obviously it's not going to be good any of the days because it's a tool in the shame arava once it loses all the leaves, except for, again, this opinion of the Rabbeinu Manoach, which we said holds that even when it loses the majority of its leaves, is it going to still be a psul of hadar? Now, continuing with this wild idea of the Rabbeinu Manoach, who says that this disqualification of the loss of the majority of its leaves is a psul in hadar as well. So the truth is, Rashi on Chavtes Amid Beis seems to imply this as well. And following this approach, we would say that on the later 6 days of Sukkot, this arava could be used if none other is available, since you can rely on the makel opinion of the Rambam that a disqualification due to lack of hadar does not apply on those later days. Again, if you have another one, you shouldn't rely on this Rambam in terms of the psul of hadar. Now, you should note further that Chai Adam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav both Paskin like the Ritva, that an arava missing most of its leaves has totally lost its status as an arava and is pasul for all 7 days. And the truth is that this psak is not really that straightforward. Number one, because the Magid Mishnah teaches that all the disqualifications listed by the Rambam apply only on the first day. That's number one. And a hadas or an arava that has lost most of its leaves happens to appear in that Perek of the Rambam. So the Rambam himself would maintain that it's acceptable for the last 6 days of Sukkot. And this is surely true of, the Rambam, if we follow Rashi and Rabbeinu Manoach, who maintain that the Arava is unacceptable due to the lack of Hadar. So Shari Tshuva, he himself in Resh, in Tuf Resh Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, Shari Tshuva states that the validity of the Arava for the later days of Sukkot is totally linked to the dispute as to whether disqualifications due to lack of Hadar apply only on the later days of Sukkot. So this definitely needs greater Iyun, but what comes out Pashtus is that there's a machlokes regarding the leaves. The leaves fall off, whether or not such a arava can be used if there's no other arava left. Can it be used? Obviously we're talking about can it be used? Would you make a bracha? So again, if it's hadar and there's nothing around, so relying on the Rambam, be able to use it, make a bracha on the latter days, but only if you hold like Rabbeinu Manoach by the leaves that fall off, the majority of leaves, would you be able to take it like you'd be able to take a dried out arava. Okay, continuing and finishing up today with this siman about the arava. Tomorrow we will get to Esrog, and it says Aval Kamusha O Shenashru Mitzas Aleha Kshera. He says if you're dealing with a wilted, not a dried out arava, but just wilted, or withered, O Shenashru Mitzas Aleha, or only some of the leaves have fallen off, Kshera, it's going to be Kshera. The arava is going to be kasher, valid. Harambam machshir b'miktam rosha, and the Rambam actually allows and paskins that a arava whose top has been clipped, the stem, the stalk has been clipped, is still going to be kasher. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tifkat and Yudalef nashu mitzvah aleha or kamusha is going to be kshera. Mashma lechatchila in kedali kachosa. Mashma, this is only kshera b'di'eved, but it's not lechatchila to take a arava whose leaves, let's say, you know, a significant amount of leaves have fallen off, but it hasn't reached rove, or a wilted arava. Those are not ideal to take. Now, the arava machshir af lechatchila. However, the arava says no. Even lechatchila, you don't have to worry about taking a arava who lost some of its leaves. This is pretty common when you go ahead and you put the arava in the holders. Some of the leaves will fall off as long as the majority are there. You don't have to be concerned, according to the arava, even lechatchila. Not advisable to go ahead and, you know, knock them off, because you might be even, you know, you might be rendered without having the majority of leaves there. Same thing with the wilted. He says he's machshir lechatchila. Achein kevin daravos mitzuyos tov lahadi lechatchila gam bezeh. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, like, since arevos are not something that's hard to find, you should go lechatchila, try not to, you know, use these, even though there's only a rabba who says you don't have to worry about missing some leaves or wilted leaves. Lechatchila, get a good, nice, fresh one. That's why, you know, if you can pay an extra shekel and get, you know, every couple of days, nice, fresh arevos, because you know that they get nice and dry and not so good. So that's what you should do. Finally, sif katan yibbeiz machshir. Even though the Rambam is machshir, when the stem stalk of the arava is clipped on top, even though he's machshir, he says we hold like the first approach, the svara rishona, and one should not even treat it like as a stated as doubt. Basically, this is the Sharatzian points out. This is mamish only. Rambam is the only rishon who says this. Now, just to give you a little bit of an understanding of what this machlokas is regarding the clipped top of the arava, the Rambam holds that just as a hadas we saw in Taf Resh Mem Vav Sif Yud, whose top was clipped off, is considered valid, okay, so too an arava is valid. The Rambam distinguishes between the hadas and arava and lulav, which is a branch, and the hadas and the arava, which are merely twigs. However, Rov Rishonim, vast majority of Rishonim, besides the Rambam, distinguish between a hadas, whose clipped top is hidden by its uppermost leaves, which we discussed earlier in the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Chavtes, check it out again, Tafresh Mum Sif Katan Chavtes. So he distinguishes between a hadas, whose clipped top is hidden by its uppermost leaves, and an arava, whose leaf structure does not bestow this benefit upon it. And check out the Magad Mishnah there.